I just feel like we have built a relationship over the few months that this podcast has been on. So genuinely, Nikki and I offline for a bit, I start to miss you guys. I start to think about you so much. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, these guys, they must miss me as well. Because I see your comments and I see your feedback all the time. And I really, really appreciate that you guys take the time to check my shit out. It's always going to be very surreal to me when, you know, guys reach out and they tell me, I've seen your shit, I've checked out your stuff, when there's new fans of the podcast and of the blog, even though I haven't even been putting out content, especially as consistently as I should be. But you guys kind of know I have been going through stuff. So, and I've been very, very busy with a lot of stuff as well. I have told you guys that before in other episodes. But right now, as I was just sitting in bed, nimetoka ku seti, so na feel poor. Nikajiuliza, why not just record something? Cause you know how half is on TikTok. So I've been on some side of TikTok where I've just been learning a lot more about very many things, but there's something imekuwa iki ring in my head a lot that I feel that I should just talk about. It's not much to do with sex, but just about our relationships with ourselves, because this podcast, basically, it's an extension of the Love and Orgasms website. But I decided that on the blog, I'm just gonna try to tell you guys my sex stories and you know, just other sexual stuff or other things that I might actually want to really, really write about. And then on the podcast, I'm just gonna be your friend. I'm just gonna catch you up on what I've been doing, talk to you guys, tell you what I'm thinking across board, and we can talk about anything and everything. Because my idea initially of Love and Orgasms as a brand is a space where we talk about relationships and sex. And qua relationships, kuna intrapersonal relationships as well. So your relationship with yourself, you know, how you feel about yourself, how you think about yourself, everything to do with the way you communicate with yourself. And that's why I try to tell you guys my personal stories. Maybe it's because I'm scared of talking to actual human beings and receiving real-time feedback on what the people who actually know me think about me. Because I tend to do this thing where I psychoanalyze myself a lot, especially when I find out maybe I've made a reaction that is like a trauma response. My mind just goes into, you know, trying to understand, and I'm realizing that's another trauma response as well. So yeah, therapy is crazy, and this whole thing of my spiritual growth and just growing and healing and forgiving and getting to know myself, I would like to share some things with you that I learned along the way that I think maybe could help you in some way. Because something I know you guys love my stuff for is the relatability, like the ability for you to feel, oh, Pia, yeah, she goes through such things. I'm a Pia, yeah, she's going through this. So yeah, it's similar, I'm a whatever. I get a lot of feedback like that. So let me bring you on this journey. But before that, let me catch you up a bit on how I have been. Well, this last week has been very, very good to me. I've been very happy, very relaxed. Actually, the last month. So yeah, let me catch you back to me catching you guys up on how I have been. I'm sorry, I got a phone call and I'm recording on my phone. I should have put my phone on flight mode, but actually, let me do that just now. Okay, yeah. So I was saying, this last 1 month has been really good to me. I've been very, very relaxed. I've been work has been really, really, really crazy, but other than that, I've just been at a very good place mentally, emotionally, physically. I feel good. I'm very, very relaxed, and it's something I really needed because before that, I had really, really been going through it. But now I'm good. I'm fine. I always feel so shy, like, to talk about these things sometimes, but then I realized the reason that I started this was just to be able to have these conversations in the first place. So yeah, I've been getting some regular dick, and I think generally it's improved my whole mood. And squeezy, I'm not as cranky as I was. I'm a bit so yeah, you can say, yeah, it is some D is good for stress relieving. I feel good, I look good. If you guys have not been watching, by the way, I've been featuring on Citizen TV Daybreak every Tuesday morning, whereby we talk about, social issues, about relationships and friendships, and just we have these conversations going across with the host of the show is Willis Raburu, and then we're mostly I've been on the panel with CJ Atemo and Shatterboy, which has been really, really good. I've got to meet very, very many people that I think are extremely incredible at what they do, and I've been around this circle. It's been really, really good because I've been giving advice as well as getting to learn more, especially because I've been hearing different perspectives. It's a really great panel. You guys should check out the show every Tuesday from 8 a.m. on Citizen TV in Kenya. And yeah, there's snippets on YouTube. I'm sure there's something posted on YouTube. And it's been such a great experience for me so far. So that is a very, very major highlight in something new I've been doing other than getting big. I really, 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 really want to write these new stories that I have. Because yeah, some are very, very worth writing about, but I don't know. I want to just relax a bit and then get in the right mind frame whereby I'm ready to start writing again. Because I really love to share the stories with you. They're very, very nasty and very sexy and very steamy, and it's just me on a very different level as from where I have been over the years. And you guys, I love that you guys get to see me grow from the days, I don't know, 4 years ago up to now. So it's such a great change for me. And I'm very excited, like, to get back to writing again, especially because I always go on these hiatuses whereby napotea for a while, alafu narudi. Unajua ubaya kukua creative ni sengine. Hujiski tu, hujiski. Na sengine unajisikia lakini umechoka. Na sengine unajisikia lakini uwezi. Na sengine unajisikia. I know all these things can pass as excuses, but art that comes from the heart cannot be rushed. My brother says this thing where he tells me, sa zile unajisikia utajua, sa zile unajisikia utajua, sa zile unaweza utajua. So don't force it. Don't force it for a paycheck. Because I've really been trying to get out of, when I started earning money from my blog, from writing my stories, it just became easier for me to put something out knowing I'm gonna get paid well. But something that happened that I noticed is my creativity was really getting affected. So I started putting out articles because I had a deadline, not because I wanted to tell the story or because I wanted to make people enjoy my experiences with me, through me I just felt like it wasn't coming from my heart anymore, and I was doing it for the money. And while doing it for the money is good and it made me feel good, it just disconnected me a lot from my storytelling. It disconnected me a lot from me being very, very authentic, and I started getting ashamed to tell some things. You know, sometimes I have a really, really good story I want to share, but I'm thinking, oh my God, what will people think? You know, these partners I'm working with, how far can I go with this? Vitu tu ka hizo, najiuliza maswali nyingi, naanza kujisecond guess. Na kitambu sikukuwa na jali, because sikukuwa na jali juu ya comments, sikukuwa na jali juu ya watu wengine watasema nini, because it was just my story. It was always me being me very authentically. And I take these breaks to remind myself that it's not just about the money. I mean, yeah, it is about the money, but it's about me wanting to exist as myself. Me being confident enough to just do it because I want to. So I started feeling like I don't want people in my space or people knowing too much about me. So you see, hizi vitu zote zikaanza kuleta mashida, but I'm finally back and I feel really, really good about myself. I'm very, very happy. I don't know, generally now I'm at a really, really good place and I'm just grateful. So the thing, I think that's pretty much it. I don't know if anything else. I'm also very, very actively apartment hunting. It's going very, very slow because I'm normally very busy and very, very exhausted. And I'm very scared to do anything online. I don't know. It's like I've never done this before, so I'm really confused about how to go about it. I'm asking for advice and I'm talking to people, but niko tu stage yenye siko sure nataka nini ama. So I don't know if there's someone who can advise me on that. And I've been looking at, I've been window shopping for furniture and things like that. And something I've noticed is that your girl has very, very expensive taste. Everything I want is way beyond my budget, like way, like double, triple. Everything is just way too expensive. But in my head, I have to get it. I have to get all the things I want. I just have to buy everything I want. I don't want to start, you know, everyone advises you, you know, start small. You know, you can start with your kajiko and then you start with your mattress. In my head, I'm just like, nah, nope, no. I can't suffer. And it's not to say that guys who start like that suffer. It's just that mimi, najijua, nita struggle. I feel like my peace is more important. My mental health is way more important than me starting out with a mattress and a jiko and two spoons. I just have so many life-changing decisions to make at this space that I'm in. And as it's going great, it's a new adventure, it's exciting, but it's also definitely very scary because every time I think about, oh my God, I am responsible for myself. I am fully an adult. I have to pay for my medical. I have to pay for my rent. I have to pay what? It's so fucking scary. I was just 16 the other day. What happened? I sijui nini may happen in between there. But I'm very excited, but I'm very, very scared at the same time. But what I want us to talk about on this episode is, I've been asked this in interviews before, like twice or thrice, and I can't really remember how I answered it, but I'd like to answer it from the level of thinking that I am at now. I want us to talk about masculine and feminine energy, and I want us to talk about the kind of man I'd be into. This topic could definitely spark a lot of controversy. Na watu kunikasirikia, but I don't see why not to talk about it? Because when I post some memes on my Instagram, I get feedback, you know, from angry cis hetero men trying to tell me, you know, your standards are too high. I'm just like, bro, leave my standards alone. That's why they're mine. You can just go create yours, even if they're unrealistic, they're yours. I have no say in them. Whatever you want, you want, and I believe you can get. And so I just wanna kind of talk about that. So let's get to it. There's this song, it's called Esta Dañada. I don't know if I sijui kusema vile inafaa kusema, but even though I guess itasemwa, Esta Dañada. Esta Dañada. That's how the spelling is, but the pronunciation. And it's by Ivan Cornejo. I don't know if that's how you say it, but it's such a beautiful song. Check it out. Tell me what you think. I really like the song. That's the song that's on replay currently. I do this thing where I play a song and play it 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 until I get very, very tired of it, but not really tired. I just need to give it a break and then I'll get back to it later. So niko yo stage ya obsession. So yeah, I was telling you guys, you know, I've been asked, what's your kind of man? I've never really had a type. I've never really, because I never ever thought that people were different or there was differences. I used to just think everyone was kind and good, you know, when I was naive and younger, before I realized how manipulative people can get. So I never really had a type for a long time until I realized that I attract a different kind of men right now. Let me explain. When I was younger, I'm 25. So when I say younger, I mean like when I was 19, 20, 21, around there. Me, by the way, nimekuwa mshamba all my life. I grew up very guarded. I didn't have many friends. I didn't talk to many people. I didn't really go out. I wasn't allowed many things. So sikukuwa najua vitu mingi za huku nje. Nilikuwa very, very sheltered. People talk kwa nadhaningi ati mimi nilikuwa a bad girl. But in real sense, I was just a very, very introverted girl who's very shy but just loud on the internet. And the kind of guys I used to attract were guys who were on my level. And I mean financially, kiakili, kila kitu. Ilikuwa tu machali wa jinga kama mimi, machali wako na do kama mimi, machali walikuwa tu. And I'm not hating, that's why nasema kama mimi, because definitely it's a stage in life, you know. You're fresh out of school, you don't have a job, you don't have money, my parents never gave me shit. So, you know, you have to work for, if you come from such a family that's, you know, middle class or lower middle class or below, you know, you practically have to start taking care of yourself really, really earlier on. And that's how it was for me. So that's the kind of friends I had and that's the kind of people I hanged around. And those are my friends and that's how we all were. Until, you know, life in a change, mnaanza kugrow, huyu anaenda na succeed kudu hivi, anakuwa millionaire, huyu anaenda anafanya hivi, ana blow up, huyu anaenda path yake, huyu anarudi ushago. You know, guys just go different places and then you guys grow and all of a sudden it's 5-10 years later, you're on a very, very different path from what you even ever thought you could be doing at that time. So as I started growing in my career and in my kuchanuka, kuacha kukua mshamba, kuacha kukua mjinga, kuacha kukua naive, just as I kept growing, I started attracting guys who were on my level. The higher I went, it's directly proportional to each other, you know, because I found it very difficult to date someone who wasn't aware of the kind of struggle I've had to go through to get to where I was, at whatever level I was, hata kama ilikuwa level yenye neza shika tao for the first time, alafu na try kudate mtu hananga anything kila siku all the time forever, and tunaishi in a capitalist situation, let's just be honest first of all. Saizi, everything is very, very costly. The cost of life, the cost of living is very, very, very high up there. And I keep saying, kama tungekuwa tunalipia vitu na mawe, basi tungekuwa tunaitwa. Money is a very important thing because it keeps you comfortable, it keeps you healthy, it keeps you safe, it keeps you okay. And it's very difficult right now to be able to be, a person who's working hard to get yourself to a certain level and to be with someone who's very comfortable where they are at and not trying to change the situation at all. I'm not talking about the guys who are trying, I'm talking about the guys who are just comfortable. I mean, whatever you want for yourself, cool, but me as someone who wants a lot for myself, because I never had a lot growing up, it just doesn't make sense for me. And I keep saying it's not a monetary thing. If it was stones, then it could have been stones as well, you know. It's just a comfort thing. It's just, I want nice things. I want nice things for myself. I want to be able to give them to myself. I want to be able to give them to the people around me. I feel like it makes me a better person when I'm able to love and to help people and to give and to just feel good and to be healthy and happy. So yeah, I love being in a situation whereby I know I can take care of myself and everyone else around me, because practically that's the best way for me to show love. And it just happens to be that you have to have money to be able to be comfortable in that way. So yeah, as I go up the ladder, my taste and my type, it's like I start forming a type. It's like now I have this kind of guy that he must tick these things that I never used to have before. I don't know if it's a boundary setting thing or if it's just a manifestation thing whereby I know what I want, so this is, you know, what I'm trying to look for. But my type just keeps shaping itself. My type of guy has to be someone that's willing to work on themselves emotionally, spiritually, and just mentally, everything, physically. He has to be someone who wants the best for themselves. They have to love themselves. They have to be willing to improve themselves, you know. And I get, you know, someone might have depression and everything. That's why these are the kind of conversations I love to have, because I would really hate to find myself in a situation where I've fallen in love with someone who is unable to love. Or I know these things happen and it's very unfortunate and everything, but I just would love for, even if someone is sick, that they try to have a willingness to improve themselves, because ultimately that's all that matters. You know, when you love yourself enough and when you try to be as strong as you can be, then everything else starts working out. Extreme situations are definitely an exception, but I just mean, like, if I met a guy today, I'd really love for him to understand a lot about himself, to know himself, to love himself, to be very comfortable in his own skin and to be very confident. Because something that attracts me is a man who's very comfortable in his masculine and feminine energy. So I'll explain to you guys what masculine energy is and feminine energy. Masculine, I'm just reading right off Google. Masculine energy nurtures qualities. So these are the qualities of masculine energy. It's leadership, action, logic, adventure, loyalty, confidence, focus, and efficiency. Actually, all these things described are things that I love to see in a man. I love to see a man who, you know, so as human beings, as women and men, we have both masculine and feminine energy. And when you get to know yourself way more, you get to understand which energy you're more comfortable settling and thriving in. I feel better when I'm in my feminine energy, and I'll explain what that is. So for my man, I love for him to be able to be, to have masculine energy that surpasses mine. I love for him to be able to be a leader. You know, like when he can make decisions and he can involve me and take me through everything. But, you know, when he's very assertive and very, very confident, it's such a turn on to me. When he's able to take lead and, you know, babe, this is what I want us to do. This is what, it makes me feel really, really good as a woman to give him the spot to just shine and be a leader. You know, I love to see my man take action. I love to see him say he'll do something and just do it. I love to see him feel good enough to just, and that's also a confidence thing. I love to see him be very logical, use his mind, use his brain, engage me, it's just all about the making decisions. I love to see him full of adventure, able to just do the things he likes, do the things he enjoys, thrive in whatever he sees his best in. I love that for him. I love for him to be able to be loyal. And I don't even mean even like to me, before me, to be loyal to himself, to be able to respect himself, to meet his goals, to set his standards, to set his boundaries, to be loyal to everything that he wants for himself. And to see him very confident to be able to speak up and speak out, especially for the things he believes in and for the things he enjoys. That shit is so sexy. It's so sexy. I love to see him focused, knowing what he wants, his efficient. When he talks about something, he walks about it. It's when a man, for me, is able to have a very dominant masculine energy, it allows me to thrive in my feminine energy. So feminine energy refers to a specific set of traits considered to be the opposite of traits associated with masculine energy. Your feminine side gets expressed when you move with the flow of life, embrace your creative energy, dance, play, and attune to your internal process. Being in your feminine energy is about you being able to feel, being able to create, being able to motivate, being able to nurture, being able to feel good. You know, when you're cooking a meal and you feel good because you know this meal is gonna feed and nurture and improve and nourish. And even when you're making the meal, you're making it out of love and you feel good about it. Stuff like that. The way you dress, the way you feel about yourself, the way you exist as a woman, it's just graceful and beautiful and feminine. By the way, feminine and masculine have nothing to do with gender. In this sense, it has nothing to do with that masculine is for men and feminine energy is for women. No, we all have masculine and feminine energy. How you can awaken your feminine energy is when you start becoming open to receiving. You see how men are in their masculine energy. Their trait for this is to give. When a man loves, he feeds. He feeds whatever he loves. If a man loves his car, he's gonna take care of it. He's gonna clean it. He's gonna paint it. He's gonna everything. I don't know much about cars, but I know guys like cars. Or when a man has a PS and then he's all about his PS. He wants to buy games for himself. Or when a man just cares about how he looks, he dresses good, he smells good, he makes sure he's clean, his hair is, his haircut, his nails, his everything. So it's just about giving when you're in your masculine energy. Men who are very comfortable being leaders love to give. The opposite of this in the feminine energy is, I'm just giving an example of men and women because I think predominantly, I don't know, but I think I'm heterosexual. I've mostly only dated men, so that's just my example. POV me from Yangu, from my side of things. So as a woman in your feminine energy, you're supposed to be open to receiving. The more you're open to receiving, the more opportunities and the more blessings and the more love and the more everything you receive. But when you become a woman who's in your masculine energy, you find yourself having to always provide, having to always give, having to always get out there and take care of people and protect and do things. When, if you're a woman, even if you do these things and you're okay with them, I'm sure you know deep down it doesn't feel right. It feels like you're doing too much, and that's basically you maybe being in the wrong energy. Because how I take care of myself is mostly I pay for all my stuff and I make my money and everything. So I try to teach myself how to be in my feminine energy by always being open to receiving from the men that I date. Because I know that if they really care about me, if they're really interested, they're gonna give. And it's not about the money. Remember, I keep saying it's not about the money. It could be the simplest thing, but it happens for me all the time. I'm always dating very gentlemanly men who want to impress me and want to make me feel comfortable. And this is very different from the kind of guys I used to date when I was like 19. Now at 25, I date guys who just want to spoil me and take care of me and show me they're very dependable. Show me that I can trust them. Show me that they've got me, you know. And it makes me feel very, very good because it actually does show me that, and it makes me feel very comfortable around them. As a woman, the best way to tap into your feminine energy is to always be open to receiving and to getting more. Because if you switch sides, then you're gonna be the one who's doing everything. You're gonna do the cleaning, you're gonna do the cooking, you're gonna have to get the money, you're gonna have to take care of the kids, you're gonna have to do the everything. So you really have to think about it. This topic for 50-50 with men, that's just a whole nother topic. But let me just talk about what I want to say now. You can get more creative. You can tap into hobbies. You can tap into your hobbies and the things that you enjoy to do and that you love to do. And just make sure you're a bit more present in your experiences, that you're able to feel and to be and to love. And I noticed about these kind of men I date is that they're very, very high value men. They're men who are very confident, and they pass all the checks for a man who's very confident in his masculine energy. And they treat me a certain way because they're very confident in themselves. They treat me exactly the way they treat themselves. So when a man treats me like that, it makes it so easy for me to be submissive. And I was just telling my brother about submission this morning. You know, I was trying to explain to him that submission is not giving up, it's not surrendering, it's giving yourself willingly. So if a man is able to be very confident with me, and he's made me able to trust him, and he's showed me, he's gone through all these lengths to show me that I can trust him, I promise there's nothing that I would not do for him, because now I know if he's giving me 100%, I have to tap into my feminine energy and multiply that into 500 and give him the kind of comfort and love and peace he's never experienced, you know. So it's something I think a lot of men don't know. They don't know that all you have to do is treat your woman right. The moment you treat her right, you don't even have to question anything about anything. You don't ever have to question. You don't ever have to shtuka, oh my God, I'm broke, she leave me. No. Most women don't even leave because ati sijui ya do ama nini. Mademu wengi sana wana date machalia wana do. Mwengi sana ni ma providers. So many women in their households are the breadwinners. Me, personally, I've grown up in a family where my mom is a breadwinner. All my aunties are the breadwinners. And they have husbands. Just because shit just happened down the line. You know, guys lost their jobs. Or even in my estate, I see, like, most of the households, it's just the women who are holding it down. So this thing for ati, oh, women. No, it's just about how you treat her. It's about how you love her, how you are, how she's able to trust you. Because I promise you, if there's no trust, she's just gonna go elsewhere where she can get what she wants. And I'm very happy that women these days are more confident to just be able to wake up and decide, yeah, I'm done. It's been real, I'm done. You know, kitambo, we used to cry and cry and cry and cry, but now it's just, we're getting to learn more about our worth, and men as well. So it's really good. It's really good. It's really good for me to see these things happen. So submission is more about giving yourself willingly. It's more, if I can see my man is able to be a good leader, then hell yeah, I'm gonna sit back and follow. I'm gonna follow his lead. I'm gonna do my part and make sure he's good and he's safe and he's taken care of, you know. And if he's able to be confident, it motivates me to be very confident. And confident men love confident women. They love women who are very confident in their femininity. Women who are able to just be women and to be beautiful and to look pretty and to love themselves and to feel good about their bodies. Saying all these things to turn into those kind of girls who make those TikTok videos about men like, hell no. Who fucking gives a fuck about what men care? That's not what I mean. I'm just trying to say, like, if you're trying to date a guy who has high value and who respects himself, you have to be on his level. You have to be just as confident. You have to be just as strong. You have to love yourself as much. You have to be his level. You can't be a broke-ass bitch talking about, I want a guy. You have to treat yourself like that first. You have to be able to give yourself so that you can teach yourself how to receive. I know automatically if I'm talking to a guy and he's not, you know, he's not trying to show me, he's just being very ish, I just know this guy doesn't care, he just wants to fuck and bail, and okay, I can decide, okay, even me, I want a nut, and I'll bang you, nanda kutoka. Because you're not about to, like, waste my time with lies. I'm not 19 anymore. I know, because even me, I know when I care about something, I really feed it. When I care about my friends, when I care about my family, I show them. I think the vibe that this guy hates women or doesn't really, he's holding back, has boundaries that are not really boundaries, they're just walls to try and keep me out. It's just very difficult for me to settle and decide that's where I want to be. So yeah, that's what I think. And the kind of guy that I would like as a woman who's very confident in herself and in her feminine energy is a man who's exactly on my level. A man who's very smart and very emotionally intelligent. A man who's very confident and wants to improve himself. A man who wants to do very well for himself. He has to love himself more than he loves anything else. He has to be very strong in his character, very strong, and he has to smell really good. You know, like after you have sex with someone and then they smell really good, and then you go home and you still smell like them. It always makes me feel really good because it gives me flashbacks, and then I never forget about that scent. So it makes me feel really good. I can't wait to tell you guys about my new sexcapades on the Love and Orgasms website. You guys, please go and subscribe to my website. It's Love and Orgasms, orgasms.com, whereby I tell you guys my stories of me having sex. I have an OnlyFans. Subscribe to it. It's Love and Orgasms at OnlyFans. I'll link all the links in the description box so that you guys can check my stuff out. But I hope I've answered your question on the kind of guy that I would like. As for whether guys are curious about the physical, about, you know, how he looks, man, I don't care. I've dated fat guys, I've dated skinny guys, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what someone else thinks they look like on the outside. I don't think I really have a type, because I'm never gonna post you anyway. jokes. But what I mean is, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter how someone looks or what they look like. If we vibe, we vibe. If we connect, we connect. If you're on my level, you're on my level. If I like you, I like you. If I feel like you're very, very respectful and you love and respect women and you're very, very confident and all these other things that I've mentioned, then it's always a plus to me. Let me just to Malizia this podcast, because I think I already overshare. So if you listened to the last episode, I was complaining about my boyfriend who's not my boyfriend, who did something that I got mad about, and then whatever. So his being, I don't even know if I should be talking about him, because I don't like invading people's privacy, but sometimes he likes it when I tease and when I write about him. He likes it, and you know, he's a really great supporter of mine, so he enjoys. I just hope he had traveled and he's been back in the country, so that's been really good, because I've been so happy. You guys, let me tell you. No, let me not tell you now. But so yeah, we're good. And he does this thing where he's very deliberate about making sure I'm comfortable. He loves to listen to, you know, when we're talking, when we're hanging out, I've realized that, I don't know if it's something he does intentionally, but he loves to ask me about my plans and, you know, what I'm up to, what I'm doing. He loves to listen. And in his own little ways, he finds ways to invest in my plans. Like, I could tell him something like, you know, I'm thinking of doing this. And he'll invest, like he'll either advise me or he'll teach me or he'll show me or he'll give me money. And it just turns the fuck, and it turns me on so much. It makes it so easy to get wet for him. Like, he never has to touch me. The moment he just looks at me, I just know it's go time. And I get I really enjoy having sex with him because he shows me like we could tunezata kosa kuongeleshana for a month, but the next time that I'm just giving an example, the next time I talk to him, it's just gonna feel the same way because he consistently shows me that he gives a fuck about me, that he wants to see me do good, and it really makes me feel safe. And I was mentioning this because of late, I don't want to speak about it and jinx it, but he's had me on like some girlfriend allowance thing. I've never experienced this, and it's real cute. So I'm not gonna lie, it's real cute, and it makes me feel really good because he surprises me, and it could be in the littlest of ways. And he loves to listen to, sometimes he could just say, baby, do your nails and hair. Sometimes he sends a lot, but you know, he knows I'm smart about my money, he knows I'm gonna do something great with it. I know he knows, like he does this because he's very confident that I'm gonna grow it and I'm gonna nurture it and I'm gonna make it better and I'm gonna do good. Like, he has that confidence in me. That's why he's very consistent with taking care of me. It makes me feel good. It makes me, you know, he asks me consistently, you know, baby, what do you like? What do you like? I've never told him flowers or CG what or what. So I just told him I like money. Because that's me being honest. That's me being honest. Money gives me a sense of comfort and peace, and it takes away a lot of anxiety from me when I know I can, you know, pay my bills and everything. So instead of buying me flowers or, you know, buying me a Birkin, etc, nimesema to Birkin because Birkin is expensive as fuck. He doesn't give me like 100k USD. I wish though, wishing, like, I'm constantly happy for him and very happy to see him do good and be in a position whereby he's elevating me as well, you know. So it makes me feel really, really well taken care of. And sasa, a guy like this, you tell me, what can't I do for him? What can't I do for him? If he calls me right now and tells me, you know, I have a body to hide, I'll be like, okay, up. Feel good. Like, I'm happy to be in a situation whereby I'm able to thrive in my feminine energy. All he ever wants from me is for me to be happy. He just wants me safe and comfortable and happy and relaxed and well-fed, looking good, looking pretty, smelling good. That's all he ever wants. And he just takes care of me. Like, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling, especially as an African girl, firstborn from a crazy family. It's really good to me. It's really good for me to be able to relax sometimes, you know, to know someone else has my back, I can relax. It's such a great feeling. And I don't know why people try to make black women feel bad about receiving love and just being treated right. Because when white women talk about it, how I tongue goldigas and besides, these high value men aren't even complaining because they know it's not about the money. They're not doing it because it's about the money. Because there's rich people who are very stingy. These people who have money, they don't even take, they don't give, they don't help. They don't, and I mean even like charity or to the homeless or even taking care of like their farm, whatever, I don't know. There's people who are stingy. So it's not really about the money. It's about how you feel about that person. It shows so well. And to be taken care of for even in the littlest ways by someone else. I can't believe like this is what I missed all my life growing up. So that's the kind of guy that... Something else I've noticed in this situation is I'm gonna say been with him for about 2 years now, since 2019. up to now, and we're in 2021. We've never had, like, our fights are never, we've never had, we have, we've had like less than 5 fights. Our arguments have never been about cheating or being with other people. That's not even an issue to us. It's just our problems are more like we don't spend more time together because he's very busy with work. I'm very busy with work. It's just our scheduling, you know. Our issues are always just, I miss you. I miss you so much. I miss you so much. It's never, who's that you're texting? Who are you sleeping with? Who's that? It's never that. We've never even had such a discussion ever. We don't even fight about shit. Like, I'm so comfortable and it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. I'd never even ask myself questions about where he is or what he's doing. I'm so confident in him, and it's a really good feeling, by the way. It's a really good feeling because before anything, before even the sex, we're just good friends. We're friends. We can just chill and laugh about anything. I've told you guys all that. Recording random, just to share what's on my mind again. And please don't forget to check out my website, loveandorgasm.com, on Citizen TV Daybreak Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. And yeah, follow me on social media, IG, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, OnlyFans, everything. Follow me on Love and Orgasms or Roberta Bobby everywhere. And thank you guys so much for being real loyal fans. I'm going to try my best and just try to put out content. I don't want to make promises, but life in Anzakukwa, you know, more difficult in terms of making time to do a lot of things, but I'm definitely gonna try my best. Thank you guys for always coming back and listening to me. And if you're new here, karibu sana. I'll see you guys. Oh, sorry. You guys will hear from me next time. Bye.